I've got
a little one that's fixed like a plow, a spring tooth there.
Well, what would you call it? Like a frame that shaped like this that they lay logs across to cut up the logs?
We called them our wood horses.
Wood horses.
We had wood horses. And we'd make them like this.
Oh, they were like that, uh-huh.
And two prongs went down like that to the ground, and they just set like that, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wood horse, I believe, is what they call them, wood horse.
Well, what would they call one of those things that sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
My razor strap is one hanging on the wall right over there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Then you never see one?
I don't know if I don't think I've ever seen
get
one.
Get that
heard
one.
Of them,
walk in there and get it in short, girl.
I don't know that I've ever seen one. But and they would
just pull
that out and then...
Yeah.
Well, what would they put in
that?
What kind of ammunition would you put in a pistol?
No. What kind?
Yeah, I mean, what would you call what people put in a pistol when they're going
to... Well, they used to call it cartridges, is what they called them here, pistol cartridges.
That's what I was wondering about. Well, that's okay, Margie. I'll tell you, Margie, look, I'll come over there later and look at it. You don't have to tear yourself apart doing it.
Anyways, that's what that...
But they were made of leather.
That's leather, and then it's got a canvas there for the rough strap. See, that there is the first sharpening on that, and that there is the fine side. There's no further. He went to electric razor, and he sold me that for 50 cents.
He did?
And the leather in it cost more than that.
More than 50 cents, for sure. Oh, wow.
That's got three straps in it. Four different. Sharpening.
Four different surfaces, I guess, to get four different effects. Well, what would they call them? One of those things that for a child to play on, that they'd like lay a plank over a trestle and go up and down.
Well, the only thing I ever knowed for it was a teeter-totter.
And what about another thing that children play on, that it's like it's anchored in the middle, and like then it goes around and around, like
that was a merry-go-round.
Have you ever heard that called the flying genie?
Yeah, they called it flying genie and different kinds of, but I called it a merry-go-round myself, and all the rest of them in school.
That's what they call it.
We had one in school, and some of those big boys, they'd get on that merry-go-round and they'd get started, and if a little one wasn't careful, they'd just knock them, whirl them with it. Some of the big, mean boys.
You never were one of those big, mean boys, were you?
I never did want to hurt little fellas myself.
You don't seem like you'd be like
that. I'd get mad. I seen them down here in town, some boys. I thumping some little boys around, and boy, I yelled at them. I said, "You cut that out!" I said, "Right now." And boy, they stopped it. They just run over this boy. I don't know why they disliked him or anything like that, but they just tried to run over him to beat the band.
The big
high classers, you know, that was supposed to be a high class of people.
But yet they do me.
And they'd run over the little low class.